Day 6030. I wake up only two towns away from her, in someone else's arms. I am careful not to wake this girl who enfolds me. Her feather-yellow hair covers her eyes. The beat of her heart presses against my back. Her name is Amelia, and last night she snuck in my window to be with me. My name is Zara, or at least that's the name I've chosen for myself. I was born Clementine, and I loved that name until I turned 10. Then I started to experiment, with Zara being the name that stuck. Z has always been my favorite letter, and 26 is my lucky number. Amelia stirs under the sheets. "What time is it?" she asks groggily. 7, I tell her. Instead of getting up, she curls into me. "Will you be a good scout and check the whereabouts of your mom? I'd rather not leave the way I came in. My morning coordination is so much fuzzier than my nighttime coordination, and I'm always much more inspired when I'm approaching the maiden." "Okay," I say, and in thanks, she kisses my bare shoulder. The tenderness between two people can turn the air tender, the room tender, time itself tender. As I step out of bed and slip on an oversized shirt, everything around me feels like it's the temperature of happiness. Nothing from the previous night has dissipated. I've woken into the comfort they've created. I tiptoe into the hallway and listen at my mother's door. The only sound is sleep breathing, so it appears we're safe. When I get back to my room, Amelia is still in bed, the sheet pulled back so it's just her, her t-shirt, and her underwear. I have a feeling that Zara would not let this moment pass without crawling in beside her, but I feel I can't do that in her place. "She's asleep," I report. "Like, safe to take a shower asleep?" "I think so." "You want first shower, second shower, or both shower?" "You can go first." She gets out of bed and stops to kiss me on the way out. Her hands move under my oversized shirt, and I don't resist. I fall right into it, kiss her a little bit longer. "You sure?" she asks. "You go first," I tell her. And then, just like Zara would, I miss her when she's left the room. I want it to be Rhiannon. She sneaks out of the house while I'm in my shower. Then, 20 minutes later, she's back at the door to pick me up for school. My mother is awake now and in the kitchen, and smiles when she sees Amelia heading up the path. I wonder how much she knows. We spend most of the day together at school, but not in a way that limits our interactions with other people. If anything, we incorporate our friends into what we have between us. We exist as individuals. We exist as a pair. We exist as parts of trios, quartets, and so on. And it all feels right. I can't get Rhiannon off my mind. Remembering what she said about how her friends would never know me. How no one else would ever know me. How what we have together will only be us. Always. I'm starting to realize what this means. And how sad it would be. I am already feeling some of the sadness now, and it isn't even happening. 7th period, Amelia has study hall in the library while I have gym. When we meet up after, she shows me the books she's taken out for me, because they look like ones I'd like. Will I ever know Rhiannon this well? Amelia has basketball practice after school. I usually wait around for her, doing my homework. But she is making me miss Rhiannon too much. I have to do something about it. I ask her if I can borrow her car and run some errands. She hands over the keys, no questions asked.